Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. As always, I am your host, Graham Kay, with your other host,
Kirk Smith.
Kirk Smith, sitting over there on the mic. We have a jam-packed show for you. Interesting show. Lots happened.
It's been a busy couple weeks.
And first thing, very, very important, real redemption out there. I know we talk a lot about my car, my problems with my car. Kirk likes to make fun of my car, how it doesn't start, whatever, you know, whatever. And I want you out there, the listener, to know, he's always like, you should have bought Japanese like me. They always start. Why would you buy a Volkswagen? And I was like, I like a little bit of swag, you know what I mean?
And your car does look great.
Thank you.
Stuck on the side of the road. It looks fantastic.
My car is a lot like me. It looks great. It has a lot of problems on the inside. So
you're doing good, man.
And anyway, so everyone's, you know, he's always making fun of my car and whatever. I've had a lot of car trouble. You can go back and listen to past episodes. And however, since we last talked, audience, I have, for the first time in the year that I've owned this car, fixed it completely. Nothing is wrong with it. Knock on wood.
I didn't even know that. You kind of told it, but I didn't exactly believe you.
If you remember, audience, every morning my car would be dead. Every single morning my car would not start for a year. And so I had to buy a jumping mechanism that you'd plug into your wall at night and charge it. And then when you woke up in the morning, you'd bring this device and it would boost your car, basically, the car battery. And nobody could figure out what was draining it, blah, 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 blah. I took it to three mechanics. Then I took it to a fourth guy, car stereo specialist. They figured out that it was the...
Best Buy morons, you said.
Yeah. these guys were like, these Best Buy morons didn't rewire the amplifier.
Oh.
So the amplifier was on all the time. And they rewired it. Cost me $150,
and but it's fixed.
But the thing works.
It's great.
And I had another problem with like a piston, and then another mechanic wanted to charge me $1,400. And I went to another mechanic. I got a second opinion. I went to my man. I'm gonna give him a free shout out on podcast. Lane's Independent Volkswagen in Santa Monica. Dude looks like Ron Jeremy.
You put that guy's kids through college, I think.
No. He was like $300. He fixed it.
That's great.
He was like, you don't need this giant job. He just had to put it. He put in some thicker lubes. He fixed some spark plugs. I don't know what he did. Put some gears
in
there.
Leave that one alone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know a lot about cars. I'm pretty sure he didn't tell me I put in.
I've never heard of putting in thicker lubes.
That's what he does. He goes. He's such a character, and he saved me like over $1,000, and then he goes. He drove my car home at night to test it, and he goes, "Great, running great, everything's fantastic." And then I get in the car. Well, then he goes, "The only thing you need a new tire." And I go, "Okay, I need a new tire." And he goes, how do I do that? Is there a guy I should go to? And he's like, well, want to see if I can get my special rate from the guy across the street?
Isn't that the one that your tire costs you extra?
No, let me tell you. And then so I go, yeah, that'd be great. And he cuts off, he goes to the phone, comes back, and he goes, I got you a great deal across the street. Tell him I sent you. And I was like, great, thanks. I really appreciate it. And he goes, hey, you mind if I get $5 for that info? And I go, what? He goes, $5. I'm like, I happen to have a $5 bill in my pocket. I was like, sure. And I gave it to him. I go back into my car. His glasses are in the passenger seat. He forgot his glasses in my car. And so I pick up the glasses, walk out, and go, Lane. He goes, yeah. I go, hey, you forgot your glasses. He's like, oh, thanks. And I go, do you mind if I get $5 for those glasses? And he goes, oh, okay. He starts reaching for the $5. I was like, no, man, I'm kidding. Real honest guy. Anyway, this is where the twist happens, though, in the story is my car is 100% working right now. And the other day, lo and behold, cocky Kirk Smith tries to start his car and it was dead.
Yeah, my listeners, I don't know if you remember, I was gone 2 weeks, and so it sat.
Infallible Japanese.
Sat 2 weeks.
Machinery.
Did not start. Yeah.
Did not start.
So I, there's egg on my face, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I had to eat my hat.
Yeah, you jerk.
My car didn't start. And in fact, I've been jumping it. Well, now that I jumped it once, it starts every day. But yeah, I need a new battery. Maybe I'll go to Lane. Maybe he can refer
me. He knows what's going on.
Maybe he can refer me to somebody.
Yeah.
And that somebody could charge me $5 and then charge me extra, a little extra. Isn't that what happened? That's what I remember from the last podcast that he did. Yeah.
No.
He charged you $5 for the tire referral, and the tire referral guy still charged you. Yeah, that's what you said like two podcasts ago.
Well, whatever. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Revisionist history. But here's the thing.
My car didn't start. You were right. And you were so happy to get that call, I got to tell you.
Oh, buddy.
It made your day, I think.
Made my day.
I still got to get in the battery. I'm doing that today. It's on my list. I wrote it down as you were talking. I'm like writing down my list of things to do today.
A lot of stuff has happened. Also, you had a great show. You had a great show. Kirk Smith, bless you.
Excuse me.
Kirk Smith has a fantastic one-man comedy show, 45 minutes to an hour. Autism themed. Do you want to tell the audience about it?
Yeah, this is the show I took to Perth, and we did it in Autism, A Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Perth is a city in Australia. It is also has a huge comedy festival that Kirk did a couple weeks ago.
I think it's the most remote, isolated city on the planet, right? Like 1,000, 2,000 miles from anything.
Yeah, but it's a big city, though.
Big city, a few million. Yeah. And we had a great little run there, and so I brought that back, and then we did a big fundraiser in Palo Alto.
Yeah,
we teamed
great
up
with reviews, huge reviews in Perth.
It was great. It was a great experience, yeah.
So and you had like sold out shows.
Yeah, we had a few sold out shows. It was great.
Awesome.
It was really great. And we teamed up with like 7 autism organizations in the Bay Area. Jill, who you heard from the podcast two times ago.
Not the Australian Bay, San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco Bay. Yeah. And yeah, we had a great show up there. It was a really great experience. We were already talking about dates for next year, going doing the show, bringing it back.
Yeah, you had a lot of positive reviews, and people wanted to say some nice things. Want to play one of those clips?
Yeah, let's play. Somebody, the host was kind enough to tape some
audience members post
reviews.
Show.
Yeah,
pumped about the show.
Let's play it. Mm-hmm.
So I have children with autism as well. So being able to laugh about it while being respectful was just wonderful. I loved his experience, his take on it. It was just fun. It was just really, really fun.
I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, just being a parent of a special needs and autistic kid, it's nice to be able to actually laugh about it and not just worry about it. You know, it's nice that other people are understanding the craziness that goes along. It's just...
What do you know, Kirk, you're just very charming. What can I say? You're just very charming.
I got
people
lucky.
Like
I got
you.
Lucky. It was a fun show. It was a very fun show. We're trying to bring it down here to the LA area. We're thinking in April. So we're starting to look at venues. And yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Also, listeners out there, if you would like to see Kirk or either of us and you want to hire, see his show, no matter where you live, contact Kirk. Maybe if he's already in the area, you never know. He's always traveling, or he might just come out just to do it. But it's a fantastic, well-reviewed hit show about autism. I don't know what kind of function you might have it for from your local autism community. I don't know, but
yeah, we've done some autism communities. We did the North Texas, anyway, regional centers. We've done a bunch of different things, and it's a positive, encouraging, funny show about autism. What else can
you
say?
Yeah, your next meeting. Definitely look up Kirk at, what's your email address?
Kirk Smith Comedy. Oh, the email.
Yeah.
KirkSmithComedy@gmail.com. Yeah, send me an email.
Comedy. Yeah. KirkSmithComedy@gmail.com. Send him an email, and you could, people in the audience will be as happy as this next person.
I really liked it because he made a subject that could be kind of, most people think is sad, very funny. And he made his own difficult situation very funny, which I think is cathartic to the rest of us.
Just so much that we can relate to and laugh about together. And it just felt like a nice community in there. We can laugh about it and just kind of still be PC about it, you know, but yeah.
So I invited my family to come. It was really good. Yeah. Really good, really funny, really struck home, and it was nice to just feel like somebody else is going through the same thing.
It was fantastic, and what I really liked that not being sad, accepting the reality, and live life.
It was because it's pretty brilliant. I mean, you know, really funny, and you can tell that like he's extremely touched by it. I think he wants to help people understand his son because that'll help a lot of people understand the disorder. Yeah.
We were talking before the show about sort of bridging the walking the line between tragedy and comedy, and how we integrate that in our own lives and how much that helps us through. So I thought he did that brilliantly, and I enjoyed it very much.
Right? How do you argue with that? Anyway, that's pretty sweet. Good for you, man.
Thanks, man. It felt good to try to...
That is hard to do. 1 hour on autism and make it funny and interesting. And
yeah,
cool.
We tried to mix it up a little bit so that...
I mean, I know I'm like tooting your horn because you're my co-host and everything.
I'm deeply uncomfortable with this segment, but yeah.
As a comedian, like, objectively, that is very hard to do. 1 hour on autism and keep it funny and interesting and light and relatable and not offensive. So that's pretty sweet.
Thanks, man. I'm deeply uncomfortable with compliments, so this has been a tough segment. But
you preferred when I made fun of your car.
Yes, yeah. I was much more comfortable with the busting chops. But also, I appreciate the encouragement. Thank you. I need it.
Well, we're going to bring you right back down. More on a serious note. You're flying to Sweden.
Yeah, my son has... okay, so long-time listeners, you probably know that my...
Unexpected trip back to Sweden where your kid, your son is staying.
He's having a little hard time. My long-time listeners probably know that he's on the severe end, so he doesn't... he has a hard time... We have a hard time getting in his mouth to look at his teeth, so we brush his teeth, you know, a couple times a day, and he kind of helps out too as best he can. He's 17 now, but when he was little, we had to... Really, when he was like 5 or 6, we had to put him out and then full anesthesia and then have his teeth fixed. And so it's about that time. He's having some problems with his teeth. And then he also, while he's out, we're going to take advantage because he's having something's wrong with his leg or his ankle. He's dragging his leg. He's always been a little pigeon-toed, but the foot's starting to come in a little bit and he's starting to drag his leg.
No, no.
And then when he runs, he says, when he gets hurt, he says, "Are you okay?"
Right.
So, because like when we say that to him,
right?
So like if he falls down, like when he was little, he'd say, "Are you okay?" So now when he's in pain, instead of saying "ouch," he usually says, "Are you okay?" So that means he's in pain. So like he was jogging, like a little jogging around, and then he's like dragging his leg.
It's the sweetest, most heartbreaking thing.
Are you okay? I know. But he's such a sweet boy. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
man.
So now we're gonna take advantage of the fact that he's under the anesthesia. And have his legs looked at, or specifically his leg looked at. Yeah, and hopefully it's okay, but I think there's
poor little man.
Clearly wrong with his leg. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know all that.
I know. We were talking about off the air. There's so much going on that sometimes when we catch up, it's like there's a lot to talk about.
We need this podcast to maintain our friendship.
I know.
It's the only time we ever talk. We do play basketball every once in a while.
We talk a lot about basketball and comedy.
Do you want to play tomorrow, basketball, noon?
I fly out tomorrow.
No, never mind.
yeah, I might play at noon just till 1.
How long are you going for?
Just 5 days. 5 days. I come back next Monday, yeah. So I'll have a next week in review. I'll have something to update.
You will. It'll be very interesting. See, My brother's doing fine. Same old with Pete, you know. Not quite as dramatic. He's taking care of the parents' house. They're on vacation.
They back yet or not yet?
No, he's been there. They're gone for like a month. So he is taken away from his apartment, which he loves. It's a sign of his independence
his
to
man
himself.
Cave.
His man. I mean, manliness is being taken away from him for a month, and he hates it. Yeah. He hates taking care of my parents' house. He does a good job, and he understands after a lot of teaching, like, no, this is for mom and dad. This is you need to do this. Also, the dog. Well, you know, he needs to be taken care of. You know, I'm pooping everywhere and he'll starve. And he goes, oh, all right, okay then. And they're like, So he's living at the parents' house and I guarantee they're going to come home late at night after like a long 15-hour travel day or whatever the heck it is. And he's going to be like, drive me home. Not sleeping over. Drive me home.
You want us to make you some dinner? Nope.
Nope.
I'm ready to go home. I got some laundry I got to do.
My mother's already prepped him. Been like, we may not be able to drive you home. And he's like, oh, wow. I was like, we'll deal with it when it comes. He's like, okay.
Love it.
But yeah, that's what's happening. That's the week in review. Now, your son, one of the reasons why he's in Sweden is because of the health care there. He's taken care of. There are benefits for people like him. And America has just gone one step closer to providing benefits.
Seamless segue.
Yeah,
that's where you're the best, Grant.
Oh, best in the biz.
In the news. Let's see the news.
In the news, everybody.
This week in the news, this is in disabilityscoop.com. The article is about, the title is Autism Therapy to Become Mandatory Benefit for Federal Workers. And basically, it talks about in 2017, ABA therapy, which we've talked about kind of at length on this podcast, is now going to be covered for federal employees, retirees, and their dependents. So this is a big deal. This is a
it's a very big deal.
You know,
you want to provide insurance for all federal employees, you have to provide insurance for their autistic children or dependents.
Right. And I think it's kind of
which is beautiful.
A long time coming, and I it's unfortunate it's unfortunate this is even an issue.
Well, every second kid's autistic now. Like we gotta something's gotta.
You know, but I think this is going to be the beginning of the transformation where if these large insurance companies are going to have to provide it in order to be considered for a contract with the federal government, then that means hopefully that it's going to be covered by more of the private sector. So this is a great, great
good
deal.
News. We have got great good news. In the news today.
Yeah, this is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so
bravo.
Super encouraging. Super encouraging. I should add some cheers in post.
Yeah. And yes, you will. Yeah, stock cheers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this apartment.
There's upwards of 6 or 7 people in that studio apartment.
Making a lot of noise. Anyway, that's awesome. That's a really big deal, and it's going to benefit, I assume, thousands of people. And it'll just help society.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a study done 20 years from now. The direct difference and result of how much better off these kids are for federal employees than other. If you work at a bank that doesn't provide it or something like that.
Yeah. I can't believe that it's taken this long and that this is finally here, but it's about time.
It is about time.
It's about time. And this takes us to our topic du jour, which is basically medical care, right? That's what we want to talk about today and different options. And you want to introduce this? You want me to do it?
No, well, go ahead.
Basically, I think people that have somebody in the spectrum in their life and know that medical care is a big concern. You know, I'm very conservative. Well, at least for LA. For LA, I'm very conservative. I'd consider myself like a New York Republican, maybe. Or like a Texas Democrat or something like that, where you're like, you know, so I'm pretty conservative. But medical care, we have this discussion in my family a lot because my family is very conservative. Medical care is a big deal. And when Obamacare, I know people have some serious complaints and issues with it, which we don't ever talk about politics in this podcast, and we can edit this out if we want later. But for me, when we talked about medical
care. Sometimes politics and
lives intersect.
They should, you know.
But that was a big deal for me. You know, Obamacare, when we were living at the time in Texas, and for them to say that they had to cover my son, which at the time they were not covering, that was a big deal, you know. And I there's some legitimate complaints about Obamacare and like, should it be structured this way? Should it be structured this way? But I felt like, listen, we can't do nothing and then just criticize something that's happened. It has a lot of flaws, but I need something for my son. You can't give me nothing and then be like, oh, you know. We had some very pointed discussions in my family around politics around this. So medical care is a big problem. You know, my son's problem with his leg. If, you know, as it is, even in Sweden, with it's quote unquote free healthcare, there's still money I need to come up with, because the way they do it is there's basically a minimum that you have to hit every year, a deductible basically per person. And so I'm going to have to come up with a little bit of money. But if he has to have a surgery in his leg, it's not like I would have to have to come up with here, in addition to his autism related stuff. Cause like his teeth thing is a big deal.
Yeah, basically, it's basically nothing.
If you have to get a hold of an anesthesiologist to knock the kid out, to get into his mouth to fix cavities or put a crown on, you know, that's a big expense.
Yeah. And so I love America. I live here. I chose to live here. I, you know, paid a lot of money to get a visa to work here
legally. I applaud you. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to be an illegal when you're trying to be famous.
They can find you.
You can be a dishwasher.
When you're trying to get on TV, they can find you.
But yeah, I mean, I want to pay taxes. I want to be, you know, I'm going to anyway. But I do like America quite a bit, and I like a lot of the things it stands for. And I understand that it's hard to be a gigantic rich country with a lot of responsibilities, but there are a few things like that America has, I personally feel, has fallen behind coming from Canada. It just makes
the medical care is the biggest one for me.
It's absurd to me that you can't have your son in America. That's absurd to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's a failing. That's a failing of society's responsibility to the weaker. You know, I'm not talking about a lazy person who's just trying to mooch off people's hard work. You know, it's talking about an autistic kid. Can't take care of that. You know, just as somebody who comes from a society that takes care of lesser thans, or not lesser than, I apologize, not lesser than, weaker people.
People that are in need.
People that are in need, yeah.
And
I fully apologize, not lesser than.
And we're all in need at different times in our life. Listen, maybe you're not in need right now, but then when you're 65, you get Alzheimer's and you're in need. Everybody is in need.
I will be in need at
life.
Some point. You know?
Not you, but plural you. Like everybody has a time in their life when they need help. That's just part of being in a society. And the part that kills me is not that there's not programs in the States, it's that everything is so complicated. Like you spend 5 minutes, a doctor spends 2 minutes with my son, and it's immediately like, oh, something's clearly wrong. Then what's the problem? Why is it so hard to get the benefits? Why is it so hard to find the services? Why is everything so complicated? That's the part that's very, very frustrating.
My friend, he's also a comedian who moved down here, and he just got, he was trying to figure out healthcare options. And so the way he explained it to me, it was like I was in like the red tape that he had to go through to get healthcare and then find a doctor that would accept healthcare. I feel like that's like Mars or something. Like you have to find a doctor that will accept you. That's crazy to me. That will accept your healthcare. That makes, I don't, that's like something like, that's so much red tape. It's like, I know, it's like a communist Russia red tape or something like that. It's like, fill out this form, take it here, see if this person will, then know different place, get a stamp. It's just like, what the hell?
Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't, whatever. I'm obviously from a country with a lot less dependence and a lot less responsibility, so I understand that it's not as easy, but all we're saying is that autistic people should be covered.
I just
and
think
they're
it
beginning
be,
to be covered.
I think
which
it
is
should
great.
Be a priority. I think it should be a priority to get services for the disabled.
Who wants to, even if you're rich, who wants to drive around and see a bunch of like homeless autistic people limping around because they have with bad teeth?
Yeah,
you know, what if you're, you know, Kirk didn't have the resources to take care like he's doing? You know, I can't imagine, and how hard it is
I
for
don't.
You to
You've
have.
You've seen
your
the side of this size of this place.
Yeah, you don't. But that's the thing is you don't. You don't. So your kid has to go to a different country.
So you make do with the best you can do. Yeah.
You know, and you work hard. It's not like you're not working your butt off. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
We could change the subject. That was the political section of our... It's not
I don't
that,
we
it's
don't
not
know
even
the,
that political.
It's not even that political. We're not even saying that we like one party or the
not.
Other. All we're saying... Well, Kirk's... He likes... it's fine. No matter. But anyway, all we're saying is like autistic people should be taken care of.
Yeah, I think it's an investment in society.
It's just
it should be a priority. I don't feel like it's wasted money. You know, I feel like we have a lot of money for other things, and I feel like to take care of your down and out or your disenfranchised or the weakest members of your society isn't a waste of money. It's an investment in who you are and dictates what your society is like and allows us to, I think it's a good way to judge our society based on what we treat people like.
Yeah. The weakest.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our rant. I don't think we've ever gotten this political.
I don't think so either. I don't know if we're super comfortable with politics.
No, me neither. Well, also, it's maybe not the right forum, but every once in a while it does intersect with our cause. Like, it just...
The reason I don't send me your letters, because I know this already. We have a lot of people on the very far right and a lot of people on the very far left. And I get that. And that's great. And that's part of what makes this country great. You get to have an opinion. You get to vote that direction. You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That being said, maybe we should have ended it with a car story. all right. So one last update. For this week, because we have some
busy week.
Exciting news.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We are setting up a method for you, the listener, if you so wish or see fit, to donate to our podcast. Why donate? Well, basically because it takes a lot of time to make a good podcast. We don't just meet and riff, you know.
And you have to host it on a website. You pay for that. You pay for the equipment. There's costs a lot. It's like running the little radio show in my apartment, but there's costs associated with it. If you get some value out of this, I know I get notes every week of saying, they'll say, why don't you charge, or why don't you run ads? And so we looked at it. We could run ads, but I think it'd be better if you're interested in the podcast, you like the podcast, if you just take a few dollars to support us. Now, if you don't have the money and if you're in a tight spot, I totally get it. I've been there. I am there. Don't feel obligated. Don't feel like you need to do anything. Just enjoy the podcast.
Yeah. We want to keep it ad free.
We'd like to keep it ad free if possible.
If you feel like you could afford $1 per episode, that's less than a cup of coffee a week. That would really go a long way to helping us keep this going and make it better. You know, we want to get a better website. We want to get a website. You know,
There are some costs associated with running the program, and that's what this is. This is an entertainment program, and there's some costs. I would love to keep doing this, but we need a little help from you guys. And I know when I went to the movies, I went and saw Star Wars with my daughter, and it was... $17 a ticket, and that's a lot. And I feel like,
but you're entertained.
But you're entertained.
You're entertained for like 2 hours.
2 hours. So if you've listened to, 10 episodes, that's probably That's probably 5 hours of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And so if you get some value out of that, we'd appreciate if you'd consider supporting this podcast.
We get a lot of positive reviews, a lot of feedback. People saying that they love this podcast. It helps them. And it helps us too, and we want to keep it going. We feel like we got something here, and we can't believe the amount of support and how much we're growing and how quickly we're growing. And we, in order to keep it going, we feel like it would help us a lot if you guys just chip in a little bit. And what's the website, Kirk?
The website is Patreon. I know I mispronounced this, but it's patreon.com/autastic. That's where we're at. There's a little video there.
patreon.com/autastic.
This is a high quality video.
Yeah.
There's going to be a high quality video we put up, filmed on an iPhone, and it's there's some neat prizes there too if you're interested in coming out and seeing us in LA.
Yeah, we're going to have a video. It shows you our studio. It's filmed in our studio
apartment.
You can see our faces. Oh man.
Well, we did it.
We did it. Hey, Kirk, let me shake your hand, man. Good episode.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, guys. Please like us on iTunes. Also, visit like our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter at Graham K Comedy, at Kirk Smith Comedy. And the most important thing you can do is subscribe if you haven't already and share the podcast with your friends. Let them know. We really, really appreciate it. That's the biggest way that we grow and we reach other people that we feel we could benefit from this. Thanks very much. We love you guys very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.